Welcome back to the Unraveled podcast. My name is Nina.
And my name is Alina. So today I wanted to kind of discuss like who you surround yourselves with and just people that complain and maybe that people have positive energy. I think it's really important because it obviously affects you personally. I had a friend that is dating someone and she was telling me how this person that she's dating just complains all the time and just never has anything positive to say. And I've previously had people in my life like that. But then when I thought about it, I was like, it brought me to reality. I was like, wow, I don't have anyone in my life that is like that. Mm-hmm. And I think you don't realize it until you do, or maybe you're used to the people that you surround yourself with that are so negative. And it's like very exhausting to deal with, and it changes the energy. And also can put you in the wrong mindset of being negative as well.
Yeah, definitely. It's funny that we're bringing up this topic because I was just talking about it with someone today about how there's some times where looking at something negatively is beneficial. Let's say you're looking at something from a previous experience where you can predict a potential problem and solve it and stop it from happening in advance. But then that's different than everything just being doom and gloom, negative all the time. And then I was listening to a podcast as well, and they said, I think sometimes we miss out on the positive, beautiful things because they're all around us.
Right.
And when you're so familiar with something, you don't even see it anymore. And then the things that are negative or bad stand out more because we're so used to being surrounded by it. You know, you go outside, it's a beautiful day. The trees are green. The flowers are blooming. You have friends, family, but you take that stuff for granted. And then the negative things stand out more.
Yeah. And I guess it kind of like for myself, because I don't have any friends in my life that are so negative. I'm usually that friend. I mean, I hear people, like my friends always vent. I call it venting so much as complaining. I feel like complaining is a consistent,
habit.
Yeah. Like a consistent habit, but also like you're just constantly talking about the same thing with no intentions or effort to try to change it.
Yeah.
So most of the time when I talk about my friends, I consider it venting just because they're just getting it off their chest. And if I always tell them like, I'm not going to hear you complain about something. I'm not going to hear you vent. I'm not going to hear you complain. How would I say this? I'm not going to hear you vent about something more than once, because after that it's complaining and you haven't made an effort to change anything about it. And most of the time I don't ever have to tell anyone that, because most of the time they do, or I'm either helping them kind of come up with a solution to resolve whatever they're complaining about, or venting about. Because what's the point of complaining about it if you're not going to do anything to change it, especially when someone else is giving you solutions or trying to help you solve the problem? At that point, you're just literally complaining for no reason. It does no one no good, but makes the energy feel very just negative.
And talking about energy, I think that's interesting, because yesterday I was talking with my coach about how you reserve your energy and use your energy. And you're right. There's people that they have no intention of actually working on the issue or solving the problem. All they want to do is complain and have you listen over. I mean, we all know people like that. That's right. Just every time you see them, there's some problem. You know, their life's always falling apart in some way. So eventually,
like, I don't want to be around you. I can't handle that energy.
I mean, eventually I distance myself from those people, because it really does matter how your energy is, your environment, your mindset, your attitude, because that affects your personal life, your business, everything like that.
Correct.
And I think the people that are successful have found a way to protect their energy and protect their mindset and their thoughts, because then they have more room for creativity, for growth and stuff like that, instead of just dwelling on the negative and all that.
Correct. And you protect that by having people in your life who are going to speak positive and be encouraging and aren't so negative or complaining about a lot of things, because again, that does change the energy.
Have you ever heard
one vital way to protect it.
Exactly. Have you ever heard of the theory of someone that brings up your temperature versus brings down your temperature?
No, but I see where you're going.
So you know how like you become like the five people you surround yourself with?
Right.
So in the same theory, you have to surround yourself with people that bring up your temperature. And then there's going to be people in your life that bring down your temperature. But for them, you are the person that brings up their temperature. So making sure that you have more of those type of people than the opposite. So otherwise we're just going back instead of moving forward and making progress.
Agreed. And I think also like it helps to have people in your life that are going to call you out when you do it as well. Like one of my siblings used to be the person that was just so negative, so complaining, so just complained all the time. And me and my siblings would tell her, we were like, hey, you're complaining too much. Like, it's annoying. Mm-hmm. It's too much. And just a lot of negativity, like never had anything positive to say, that it became a lot, very discouraging for a lot of us, for the rest of us in certain circumstances. Yeah. That was something that she ended up working on because we talked about it a lot with her. And now we never really hear her complain or be negative. So
yeah, it's always interesting when it's a good friend or a family mm-hmm. member that has fallen into the habit mm-hmm. of being more negative. And I mean, me myself, I'm naturally, I wouldn't say negative, but I have a more practical view of the world.
Sure.
At one point I was maybe more gullible, but you have to find a balance, you know, because right. I understand why some people would be that way. But you can control it. It's about finding balance
correct.
Between what's practical and then what's just unnecessary, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, because people could get together and complain all day long and then you leave feeling worse instead of feeling inspired.
Yeah, you know? That's true. That's very true.
What is that quote? Or I don't know if it's a quote, but it talks about how small people talk about others. Big people talk about ideas. Mm-hmm. So just
That's so true. That's actually a very good point.
Seeing when you get together with someone or with your friends and with people, what is the natural conversation about? Is it about ideas? Is it about growth? Or is it about talking about other people, talking about problems? I don't know. It's very interesting when I do when I screen through my friends or screen through my network and see, oh, wow, these people, definitely some are positive, some are negative.
Yeah. Yeah. That's actually a really good perspective because when I think about the conversations that we have within our friend group, because we share the same friend, mm-hmm. at least one of our larger friend groups we mm-hmm. share, most of them are all about like how helping each other out,
yeah.
Bouncing ideas off of each other, just really inspiring and what's the word I'm looking for? Basically allowing us all to kind of grow in a different way mm-hmm. to be able to talk about different things to either better our business, better ourselves. And different things like that. So I think that is a vital topic is like, what are we talking about in those conversations? It's actually very rare that we ever really talk about anyone else. Yeah. We like to talk about other people's drama and, you know, mm-hmm. talk about that, but it's not like we're, you know, really talking negatively about other people. It's mm-hmm. at the end of the day, we're just.
And I think circling. Then it becomes very clear when a friend group outgrows one or two people within that group because yeah. you'll see how conversations will shift, lifestyles will shift, mindsets will shift, but then certain people, they want to kind of stay where you were a year ago or 5 years ago yeah. or 10 years ago. And unfortunately, if people like you and I, we're constantly growing and changing, then the people in our lives also have to grow and change for right. us to be able to continue moving forward in that friendship or relationship.
Agreed.
But sometimes it's not possible for that person and then you kind of have to let that go.
Yeah. That's true. And I think when I was maybe in my early 20s, that's probably when that dynamic shifted for me in my friend groups. And what is the value in this friendship? What are we growing together? Are we just hanging out together? Like what is this? Mm-hmm. And the minute it no longer served a purpose anymore, when I was no longer, you know, hanging out and partying, those, mm-hmm. you know, friendships kind of just dissipated.
Yeah. What would you say if it's maybe a family member, so let's say a parent or a sibling or aunt or an uncle, where you couldn't necessarily just, you know, cut them out.
You know, it's funny. It's so funny you say this because I had a friend that dealt with a lot of negativity and bad energy from her family. And I was like, girl, cut them off. Mm-hmm. I said, cut them off. If they're causing you this much harm and this much stress, cut them off. I don't care who it is. At the end of the day, family thinks that they can take the advantage. Family thinks because they're family, they have the right to be in your circle and your environment. And that's not true at all. Yeah. And they, you decide who you want to allow in your circle and who you want to even call family. And just because they're family, just because they have that title and y'all share the same blood does not really make them family. Family is just I don't even know what family means, but it doesn't mean that they have to be, I think it doesn't mean they have to be blood related to you. Mm-hmm. But I know like the today's terminology for it would mean that, you know, someone who you consider close to you would do anything for you. It does not matter if they're blood related to you or not. Mm-hmm. So I don't think family has an exception. At the end of the day, if they are not good for you, if the relationship is not healthy, cut them off.
And
I would apply it the same way to a to, I would apply it the same way as I would a friend.
Yeah.
There's family members that me and my siblings have had to cut off that have not been healthy relationships. That's why me and my siblings are so close, is because we literally just rely on each other. It's literally just us. The rest of our, the family that exists is just non-existent.
Yeah. And that's because you're right. Just because you're family, you still have to have that standard of respect and treating your siblings how they, you know, how you deserve to be treated. Correct. It goes both ways. But, you know, with friendships and relationships, it's your chosen family also. So it's kind of, it goes both ways. But I just think it's a topic more people should discuss, especially maybe, you know, I know a lot of people that are our age, their parents are maybe a little bit more negative, or, you know, certain generations more than others. And it's just like, you know, these are conversations I think we should all have, because worst case scenario, it stays the same. But best case scenario, the relationships can improve. And isn't that what we want anyway?
And also, even like in other cultures, I have some friends that are of different nationalities.
Yeah.
And they have told me, like, some of their, because of the cultures that they grew up in, are so toxic that they don't even have relationships with their parents anymore because of arranged marriages, or just, or just specific things that are ingrained in their culture that because they've been more Americanized don't really believe in, or don't want to kind of, what am I trying to say?
Continue on to the next generation.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. They're like, I'm not doing this. So they've had to cut off family members because they're just not willing to be in that kind of toxic environment. And of course, for their parents or their family, they don't see it that way. This is like, this is their culture. This is what you need to do. But for them, they're like, this is toxic. I'm not, I don't want to be a part of this.
It's funny that you brought that up as in regards to different cultures and things like that. There was this big creator who, she had made different like food review videos, and she had this beautiful Pomeranian dog that was part of her YouTube channel, her TikTok. And at one point, the dog got sick, was paralyzed, and she brought it back to health. It got mobility back, everything like that. She went on a trip and she asked her parents, so they're from a different culture, but she, you know, born and raised in the US, if she could watch. So she was going on a trip. She went over to her parents' house and said, hey, can you watch my dog? And she sat there with them for an hour, giving them all the instructions, telling them, hey, you know, you can't leave the dog outside because look, a coyote will come and eat him. And she showed them videos of how coyotes will jump fences. She goes on her trip. Lo and behold, her parents let the dog out, left him out overnight, and he was killed by a coyote.
Oh my gosh.
And she had had this beautiful dog for years, and she made a video talking about how she just, obviously she's very distraught, and she can't forgive her parents because they couldn't even respect that boundary because they think it's a dog. It's not a child. And to be fair, dogs and is not a child, but you have to understand, that dog is part of
that's your perspective as well.
Exactly. You can't assume someone else's life. You can't. And it was just, it was so frustrating.
But also they knew what they were getting into before they agreed to take the dog. She sat there and told them the instructions. And if you knew you couldn't follow those instructions, then you should have, you know, withdrew and said, hey, I can't do this.
And it was really just, and a lot of people were talking about it, it was just a disregard for what she had asked them to do and just complete disrespect just because they didn't think it was as important as she did. Now the dog
is gone.
Is gone.
Yeah.
And so that's just one of those things where I'm hoping more conversations are had around. Just because you don't understand something that your kid decides to do or your parent decides to do, hopefully out of respect and communication, you can...
You still do your part.
Yeah.
Correct. So, correct.
Well, I think that wraps up this episode. Thank you again for listening and for watching. You can listen to us each Wednesday. We release a new episode, and you can connect with us on social media. Thanks for watching.